All right, so back to our regularly scheduled program. What was I all about? So Trump is just, every day he just shows us why he's just the most horrible person. About 6 hours ago, he revoked Kamala Harris's Secret Service protection. Now, when you're done being president, I believe you are granted Secret Service protection after you're done with your run in office. So when Trump is out of office, he's gonna get Secret Service protection. When he got out of office after the 2020 run, he got Secret Service protection. No one took away his Secret Service protection. It's no secret that people in the Trump fandom, they like to go online. They like to send politicians of the opposite party threats. It's no secret that a man was already arrested for threatening to Kamala Harris. So I don't understand why Trump thinks that something like this is necessary. Now, I realize a vice president is only granted, I believe, up to 6 months of the Secret Service service. Only the presidents are granted it for life after their run. However, due to the numerous amount of threats and harassment that Kamala Harris was receiving, her and her husband, Joe Biden actually extended her Secret Service protection for her after he left office, because he knew, literally, like, there's some crazy people out there who are sending her threats who could try something. So for everyone saying, oh, the media's lying, Trump didn't revoke it, she only gets 6 months. No, Trump did revoke it because Biden extended it to keep her safe, and Trump took that away. So let's stop this narrative immediately. She just announced a book tour, and I just think that to do it at a time like this is awfully suspicious of Trump. It's almost saying maybe he wants something bad to happen to her while she's on tour. I don't know. It's very weird, and I think that is something that should be looked into.